Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom biex xewqa' tajba tal-Corinthia Group of Companies.
Hello, I'm Mike Roberts, and thank you for joining me for this, the third and final edition of Malta Memories. Certainly the last of the series that will utilise the countless researched memories of life as it was here on the Maltese Islands. And on this, our final journey, we shall travel from 1981 to 1989, the close of a decade. And as always, it will be those memories created by the ordinary people and the ordinary events during those years, a social history. A journey, as usual, when we'll be accompanied by the popular music of the time. Music that was just beginning to emerge as the beat sound that would mark out the 80s, like this, from Tony Basil. Tony Basil and Mickey. We begin our first programme of Series 3, the first 6 months of 1981, with the news that many letters to the press were praising the Malta experience, recently launched at the Mediterranean Conference Centre, where every screening was enjoying a full house and drawing a viewing audience from both resident and tourist alike. U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger made a short stop in Malta on his journey to Morocco. Malta's Times newspaper was repriced at 4 cents. Married at Floriana in 1931, Anne and Anthony Caliero celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary with their children, grandchildren and many friends, all of whom joined them for mass, followed by a special lunch at Aura. Austrian Airlines announced a Malta-Vienna weekly return service, and it was announced, too, that European windsurfers would be participating in the midwinter International Windsurfer Regatta. On the music scene, the Stranglers made number 2 in the UK popular music charts with this.
Like sun, lays me down with my mind. She runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, to distant lands, takes both my hands. Never a frown with golden brown. I dress. Through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day. Never a frown with golden brown.
Golden Brown from The Stranglers. February of 1981 began with one of the world's most famous footballers, then retired and resident in Malta, Sir Stanley Matthews, celebrating his 66th birthday. Barbara's Salon of Baluta Bay advertised a course of massage designed to get mind and body in shape for summer and to lift the lethargy of winter. And the Royal Malta Artillery's annual dinner that year celebrated the 120th anniversary of the regiment's conversion from infantry to artillery. Alexander Ferrugia was declared the winner of the previous year's Safety Award for 1980 at Malta Dry Docks. The then chairman of the Dry Docks Council, Franz Spiteri, presented him with his shield. A group of 10 representatives from Egyptian travel agencies arrived in Malta for a four-day educational visit. In Gozo, children from 3 charitable institutions were entertained to lunch by the management and staff of Marselfoun Hotel. In snooker, 15-year-old Anthony Drago reached the final of the 2nd Division Individual Championships when he beat 21-year-old Mario Muscat. And the first tourist project in Malta to be run by a German company was announced. It was to be the Selman Palace Hotel, soon to be reopened and located on the high ridge between St. Paul's Bay and Maliha. 1981, like the years of the 1970s, brought a varied mix of music and song to the airwaves, of which a consistent, easy-listening sound was that of Dutchman Wout Steenhuis and the Kontikis. Here, from the album they released that year, Hawaiian Paradise, is one of the tracks, Drifting and Dreaming.
Thank you.
Voetsteenhuis and the Conticus, Drifting and Dreaming. Another book on the life and work of national poet Duncan Psyla, written by Oliver Frigieri, went on sale. Malta's international reputed hairstylist, Maurice Saliba, returned home from Paris, where he'd been engaged in the creation of hairstyles for models, presenting the spring collection of the House of Dior. A Mediterranean folk evening was held at Floriana's Argotti Gardens, and an evening's entertainment of another sort, again in Floriana, was held at the newly located American Center, the showing of the classic Western, How the West Was Won. In Gozo, two chandeliers costing 12,000 Malta pounds were ordered for the Sanat Parish Church in time for their first display and use on the Feast of St. Margaret. Paul Grech was hailed Malta's Kite Flyer of the Year when he was presented with the Dubonnet Trophy by a representative of sponsors Saconian Speed. In athletics, Charles Portelli bettered his own 1,500-metre national record when competing at the Marsa against Edinburgh Southern Harriers. It was announced that direct from London, the Gilbert and Sullivan Opera, The Mikado, with international artists, would be performed at the Mediterranean Conference Centre. And a musical sound of a different sort was in the news too when the Gozerton beat group The Tramps won the International Festival of Maltese Song. Making a mark too in the popular music charts of 1981 was another beat group, Status Quo, with this. Something About You Baby, Status Quo. Malta's first international insurance underwriting company, Middlesea Insurance, was announced. Air Malta emerged as the only airline flying daily to London with its Easy Flyer return tick in 1981, costing 93 Malta pounds. The island provided the striking backdrops for the equally striking pictures of wedding dresses in the spring edition of Brides, published by the publishers of Vogue magazine. And it was announced that in archery, Malta was expected to compete in the World Championships to be held in Italy. Remaining with sport, Hamroon Spartans made it to the quarter-finals when they beat Lua 3-1. The month of May saw carnival in Malta, and the last day of the three-day event, thousands converged on Valletta to join in the merriment at the close of King Carnival's reign. On the weather scene, there was a lot of unpredictability, with strong Force 8 winds dislodging most of the sheets of the canopy at Malta's National Stadium at Ta'ali. And on one day, the island awoke to find itself covered in a rich red blanket of sand, blown from the Sahara Desert. The first-ever Malta male voice choir, the 30-strong civil service male choir, presented a choral evening at the Manuel Theatre. And the month of May came to a close. A quick glance at the advertisers revealed this: Edgar's Salon in Floriana, offering a course on the theory and practice of hairdressing. Charles A. McAuliffe and Company celebrating the golden anniversary of their association with Philips. And with an eye to the hot summer weather to come, a retail store in Republic Street, Valletta, was encouraging potential customers to keep yourself cool by a nylon bamboo fan from Gupaldis. Musically, Elkie Brooks was as popular as ever. Fool if you think it's over, Elkie Brooks. June 1981 began with the announcement that a set of two stamps would be issued to mark Malta's 25th International Trade Fair. The design would be a simple one, the number 25 and the trade fair symbol. World-renowned professional Alex Higgins visited Malta to participate in the Pro-Am Invitation Snooker Tournament. Angelique Jocelyn of Santa Lucia won the 1981 Trinity College Exhibition Award. The Gozo Channel Company extended its operations with a bi-weekly service to Syracuse on Thursdays and Sundays. Father George Frendo was appointed the new parish priest of Guadamanja. A strike by Italian air traffic controllers forced Air Malta to cancel its flights to Rome and Catania. It is a more down-to-earth means of transport that a correspondent to the press, writing under the pseudonym of Commuter, complained about the inadequate bus service from Fugura. Back in the air again, the 12th annual International Air Rally at Lua saw the arrival of 54 aircraft. The trade fair at Nashua was well underway and offering customers attractive discounts when purchasing all types of furniture. And apart from Maltese companies participating, there were 8 foreign countries taking part as well. As the half-year closed, it had been ordinary people and ordinary events that had again made the news. And one of the last news items of June 1981 was of Hilton Hotel chef Charles McAuliffe, who created a perfect butter sculpture of Johann Strauss as part of the preparations for an Austrian food festival. Had he been listening to his radio at the time, he might just have heard this musical hit of the day from the group Tight Fit.
I'll win my way.
The Lion Sleeps Tonight, concluding the first half of 1981 and the first of our 17 programmes in this, the third series of Malta Memories. Join me again next week when I'll conclude the year via the usual ingredients, people, events and music. Meantime, the contact details for anyone wishing to get in touch by email, it's mikeroberts@firenet.ws, or by just clicking contact on the station's website. If you prefer to write, then please do so, care of this station. And if you'd like to catch up on any programmes you missed, then just go to webcasts. They're all there at the click of a mouse. Until next time, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.
Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġju plilkom bix-xoqqa tajba tal-Corinthia Group of Companies.